All right, welcome back to our Randolph-Macon Bookstore pregame report. Robert Fish here, pleased to have Pedro Aruzzo, Randolph-Macon head coach, with us on what is our Lux Chevrolet coaches report. And, Coach, first of all, great to be back. Good to see you again. I know the juices are flowing and everything's getting ready to go with the preseason practice, and we're all set to go here against Methodist in the season opener.
Yeah, it's good to have the football season underway. This is my favorite time of the year and something that we all look forward to, so I'm ready to get started.
All right, let's just briefly look back at last year. A great start, obviously. A couple of bumps on the way after that. A disappointing finish. Certainly the injury to Austin Faulkner is what set you back a lot. But just surmise that a little bit as you look back at the way last year finished and the whole year in general.
Yeah, I think last year was a real disappointment. I mean, we had, you know, we'd been working for 4 years to get to where we were last year. We had a great group of seniors, 24 of them. We had a great quarterback who was back for a fifth year. I thought things were really clicking early in the year, especially offensively. I thought our defense was playing well enough for us to win a lot of games as well. And, you know, when he went down, that was just a tough blow. I mean, you know, physically he could do some things that none of our other quarterbacks could do, but I think emotionally it took its toll as well. I think that he was a great leader. You know, he did a lot for our football team, even beyond what he did on the field. And I think that that kind of knocked the wind out of our sails a little bit. So tough stretch at the end of the year. I think we were all really disappointed with how things turned out, and thought our kids played really hard. I thought they hung in there in some tough games, but I think the results would have been a lot different if we had been able to keep our quarterback healthy. But, you know, that's a part of the game, and that happens. And I know there's teams all over the country right now that are dealing with those kinds of things and losing players, and it just happens. It's disappointing. It's one of the worst things about coaching. But, you know, you have to move on and make the best of it.
Well, you look at what you lost, but now you look at what's coming back. I mean, you've got 21 rising seniors that'll be back. So you did lose a lot. You lose guys like Alex Johnson and, of course, Morgan Cross, who were, you know, the heart and soul of the running game at times. But still some talent coming back to look forward to.
Yeah, there's no doubt. We've got a lot of talent. I think we've got an established football program now. I think we're in a little bit different boat than we were last year. Last year, you look at that offensive line, we had a bunch of senior starters. We had a bunch of senior backups, whereas now, you know, we're treading a thin line. We've got a lot of freshmen in the two deep. We're playing a lot of young guys. So there's a mix of veterans and a mix of freshmen and guys that haven't played a whole lot, which is exciting. I think that this team can probably improve more than last year's team from the start of the year till the end of the year. But I think there are going to be some road bumps along the way, and I think that we're still trying to figure some things out. And this team's a team that's trying to find its identity and learn how to practice and, you know, learn how to push through some of those tough moments. I thought the kids last year did a little better job with that. They'd been through some of the battles, through some of the wars. And the guys that we have right now, while it's a great group of kids, they're still learning how to push themselves.
There will be an 81 on the field, but it won't be Earl Peoples, obviously. He's no longer with the program. So fans will see that 81 out there, but it'll be a different look. With that in mind, and with a new quarterback as well, it looks like, the strength of the team offensively may be in the running game, at least the two running backs you bring back.
I hope so. I mean, I told our offensive line that we were going to be counting on them to do some things. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. We haven't gotten off to quite the start that I would have expected from our offensive line. But we definitely have the potential. We definitely have the talent up front to get that done. I thought losing Alex Johnson, that was a big loss. You know, you've got him and Morgan Cross, who was a great football player. But, you know, Alex was our emotional leader. You know, Morgan, in my opinion, was the best offensive lineman that I saw in Division III last year, period. It's sometimes hard to get those guys a lot of recognition because they're playing offensive line, but I thought he was outstanding. And, you know, Alex was the heart and soul of that offensive line and maybe even the entire offense. So, you know, those guys have to get up to speed. I think that there's talent there, but they, you know, they have to get a lot better. Now, receiver-wise, you know, you lose Earl, who I thought was as good as anybody that we played against last year. Outstanding wide receiver, but I think we're going to be a lot more balanced at wide receiver. We have some young guys that I think are going to contribute, and probably the best group of receivers overall from top to bottom that I've ever had. Not sure that they've quite figured things out yet. I'm not sure that we have a guy like Earl, guy that's quite that dominant, but as far as being balanced, it's a good group, really good group that has the potential to be really outstanding. And then, of course, you have Thaddeus and Drake in the backfield. Those two guys are, you know, they're great football players. That's all there is to it, and they work hard, and they're good kids, and you know, I expect big things from them. Then we have quite a number of guys on defense. You know, Brandon Harrison is back, and Jeremy Bowery is back for a fifth year after hurting his back his freshman year. So we have quite a number of guys returning that I'm really excited about.
All right, we'll have more with Coach Aruzzo in a moment. Let's pause for this word from our sponsor, Lux Chevrolet.